Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Get your holiday shopping done right this Black Friday with Big Air Columbus. Now through Cyber Monday, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get two free, a free pair of holiday grip socks, and a 1.5 hour jump pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your Black Friday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
All right. Whence last we broke. This is Palace Pages, a very short session now because we did quite a bit of administrative, beginning on June 7th, so the first episode in June. Okay. Whence last we broke, the Pages had transferred their residency back to the Royal Retreat. In last session, the party realized that there was some political strife afoot somehow. In particular, Dan had found out that the guards were on high alert and that there was something going on between Southernmost Cove, which is where you're at, and Diamond Cove, which is the next city, the big one where you were at during the retreat. And that being said, you were at peace, at rest, at ease. You were able to eat. You have, since the retreat, had opportunity to adventure a little more, finish your training a second time, and so that's why you're all third level now. Okay? You had made a pact to sneak together in the middle of the night to get to one person's room who had the secret door leading into the passages. There were two doors, only the one, I think it was only Dan's room that didn't have an actual door. Right. Okay. And you had snuck together to explore the secret passages. You do know that you went into them before, that there was another direction you could go before, but also what really looked interesting was essentially a pit or a long, like a shaft that went down 20 or more feet to a floor down below. And at that time you needed rope and didn't have any. And so we are picking up as you have just opened the secret door and entered the area behind the secret door. So immediately you notice, first of all, that there are cobwebs in every nook and cranny. So this is a generally deserted passage. Okay, so Lena is knocking the cobwebs away so it doesn't like get in your hair and stuff like that. And you know that there are guards on the hallway outside. The secret door did not make a lot of noise when you opened it, so you don't anticipate that they are aware that you are going in the passages. Okay. Who was entering first? Okay. Rosie steps through the passage into the passageway first.
I will enter last.
Okay.
I'll enter in the middle.
All right. So you go in that order. You do hear strange, echoey sounds in the distance coming from the passages. So you realize that it is a more complex secret hallway than what you initially thought, that when you saw it almost a month ago or almost 3 weeks ago.
Nobody else found.
So once stepping into the secret passage, are you closing the door behind you?
I wouldn't if we went into trouble. No, because if we went into trouble, I'd say crack it. Crack it.
I shut it.
Crack it just.
I shut it a little bit.
Okay,
I shut it.
So it's not completely shut, but it's mostly shut.
Like it's
probably good that way. If somebody looks in the room, they're at least less likely to notice it open, unless they come in and look around. Remember, the doors don't lock. You do not have a key lock. So you're gonna shut it all the way. Okay. So he pushes it shut. There's a little bit of a thunk as it shuts home.
Excuse me, I will fight again. That was
That was a loud thunk.
That was a loud thunk.
Okay. It was a little quieter than that. Okay. Anyway, so a couple things. So one, cobwebs. They mostly don't stretch across the main part of the hallway, but they are in a lot of nooks and crannies, so you can walk without running into them. Strange, eerie sounds off in the distance, mostly sounding echoey and not nearby. Okay. Straight ahead down the hallway, you can see about 40 feet away, the low-lying wall that you saw before that you know surrounds the shaft that goes down.
Let's just hope that nobody else...
There's no ladder down or stairs down, so you know you needed rope previously if you wanted to go down in there, and which did intrigue you before. The hallway does go beyond there. You haven't gotten there yet, so you're just standing inside. You're all on infravision because it's dark in here, so you're seeing on heat. So you see each other's heat signatures, glowing, body warmth, that kind of thing.
Well,
you do know, you do know that, generally speaking, the lesser undead do not show up on infravision, and you ran into that problem before. You could not see the ghouls. You needed light.
We
so
have
what,
a light.
What do you do?
Rosie, can you cast some kind of light?
That's not a good idea. Well, worst case, just in case someone else is here.
Yes.
We've been gone for a month.
If it happens to be undead, they may see us, but we will see them too. It won't be they just see us, we will see them too.
Okay.
I doubt that might happen.
So the colored lights that she makes are only candlelight bright, so they're not going to be, like, noticeable from very far away. Unless she makes the torchlight, which that would be fairly bright.
And she can just put it about 3 feet.
And if she makes the colored lights, she could make them drift in front of her so that you would see.
Well, she is in the front.
I recommend colored lights.
What do you want to do?
Are we going to do the colored lights? Whatever you want to do, it's your spouse.
It's up to you.
Okay, so you can erase one of the dots next to your colored lights spell. Because you have one left. What color are your orbs of light? There are three of them. It's the second one down. Right there. So one of those dots is gone. Should have one left. There you go. That's
okay,
all that's left.
Okay.
And then what color do you want them to be? If you make them like a blue or a deep purple color, they don't really interfere with infravision, but otherwise they will.
Oh, don't want them.
You want to make all three of them blue? Okay. So she summons three, and they're about 6 inches in diameter, so a little bigger than a softball. And she just goes, and as she does so, there's one pops out, another one pops out, another one pops out. Now you have three of them. They don't all have to go in the same direction, but right now you can just have them all go along in front of the hallway in front of you. But if you see like a dark area that you want to explore, you can send one off and keep the other two. I mean, you have control of them
independently. This way.
I have a question. We know for sure there's nothing here now. And we go down the hole, and whoever's in the back needs the light behind them.
Wait, can I send the light down there?
You could, yeah. All right, so are you moving toward the hole? Okay, so she's walking forward with the lights in front of her.
I'll walk.
Just strange sounds coming from distance, nothing nearby. Like, you don't even hear, like, a creak or any of the floorboards or anything like that. In fact, you're walking on stone, so it's not a wooden floor.
I just want to make sure nobody sells problems. So I am keeping it.
What if somebody did it?
Someone is making those noises out there somewhere. There are definite noises, unless they're just magically or something.
But outside of the doors?
Yeah, that's true. They're becoming. You know that, like, you could see through the wall in the one bedroom and see into the space once you figured out that it was there. There was, like, a crack that you could see into it. So it could be it's happening in another room and it's just coming into the tunnel. That is possible. All right, anyway, so you reach this low-lying wall. It's about 3 feet high. It is stone. This thing reminds you of a well. That's what it looks like to you. It looks like a well. It's about 8 foot in diameter, and the wall goes all the way around it. However, on the right side, so as you're coming at it right around here, 90 degrees around to the right, there is a spot where the wall is lower. So here it's 3 feet. It's 3 feet all the way around except for right over here. And it's only like a foot tall there. Looking down in the hole, you see on infravision, there's no heat. There's nothing alive. Nothing's generating heat. It's just a dark, deep space. so you could send your orbs down almost to the bottom. Yeah, everyone sees the same thing. Unless I tell you otherwise, everyone sees the same thing.
I thought she would see it since she's in the front and I'm in the back.
Just because you're behind her doesn't mean you can't see what's in front of her. Okay?
You just see past her.
I'll tell you if you don't see it.
She's trying to anyway.
What's that, like, lower down? See if there's
any. Okay. I mean, it looks like so someone could step in, or maybe there was a ladder there in the past, but there is no ladder.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to send the lights down? Okay. All three, keep one up.
Just
keep two up. Touch. It's her character. Okay, so she sends one. So it goes over. And you watch. As it goes down, you can see that there are the stone walls continue. And then at about 10, 15 feet down, on the right-hand wall, in line with where it's lower, there is a door. There's no balcony, no ledge or anything, but there is a wooden door on the wall, as if it opens up onto this space, but it's closed right now. And then you continue down still further, and you get to the point where now the light is lighting up the floor, and you can see a stone floor down below.
Yes.
Kind of looking on an angle, you can see that there's a bigger open space ahead of you down there. So talking 20 feet down, so you definitely need a rope to get down, which is new from before. And the only new information really is that you know that the space down there is bigger than what the circle is. And also there's a door on the right.
Is it not on
the ground?
I'm
curious about the door.
Is the door not on the ground?
No, the door is on. There is no ground there. There's the cylinder of the shaft goes down.
There's just a door.
And there's a door right there. Yeah. Maybe there was a balcony in the past or... Maybe it's designed to open up onto the space for some reason.
And just now I'm curious.
But there's no ledge, yep.
Dan should be the one to open it.
So everyone looks at, I mean, you're all standing there. You don't have to stand in a line. That's a big space. And you'll look down. Oh, that's neat. There's a door. And now you're all curious about the door. There is a knob on the door and a lock.
I grab my rope out of my bag. And then because that one guy taught me how to put the hook on the rope. So I do that.
Okay.
And then I hook it.
Okay.
So you can
drop the rope down. Are you going to put it on the side where the door is?
Yes.
Okay. So the rope drops down in the hole and it is literally dangling across the door. So it goes across the door and then down all the way to the floor. It's a 40-foot rope.
Yes.
So the bulk of it curls up on the floor down below because it's only 20 feet.
I thought it was 50, but whatever.
Oh yeah, it was 50. But on here it's 50.
I think it was 40, but does it say 40 or 50?
Oh, just a rope.
50
rope 4, so I'm
going to
just rope
40. Yeah, it started as 50, but he used 10 like to tie somebody up or something. So he's on 40 feet. All right, anyway, so the most of it is on the floor. All right, so you will have to put your weapon away.
My weapon has, I've never drawn it.
Okay.
So it's still away.
I guess I put my bow staff on my back.
Slowly but surely keep my way down the rope until I get to the door.
All right, so it's about the top of the door. Is right at about the 10 feet mark.
So halfway.
Yeah. And then, but realize the door is about 7 feet tall, and then the floor below is only like another 5 feet or so. So, like, from the floor of the thing, the floor of the door is only like, you could reach up and grab it from the bottom. It's not total. It's not like the door opens and there's a 20 foot drop.
I have a feeling someone, like, built this and there used to be a stairway. Like this used to be a floor, like about here, and there used to be a stairway all the way down.
Okay.
Oh, I opened the door.
All right, so you've swung down or climbed down to where you're at the door. There is a little ledge about 2 inches at the bottom of the door, so you can put your toes on it, basically, and brace yourself.
Yeah.
You try the handle, the door is locked.
Anybody know how to open a lock?
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Wait, don't we have, like,
little
keys?
I use that.
There are a couple of keys, maybe, that people have, but I don't know.
I have a key, a skeleton key. I don't know if that'll work.
I mean, skeleton locks aren't hugely varying, so there is a small chance it'll work.
I guess I'll try the skeleton key.
Okay, so you're fishing around. So you're balancing, you're through toes on a ledge, holding the rope, fishing around for the key. Make a dex check.
I fall?
Even if you fall, it's not. You're only going to fall 6 feet.
It's a dex check again.
D20 equal or less than your dex.
Oh, Three pick.
Three pick.
I had three picks that I could use for lockpicking. I don't know if I know how to use them yet, but I have three picks for lockpicking.
She earned those.
So you do not
completely, but
you could try.
Is there like a crack at the bottom of the door? Like any cracks anywhere in the door?
No, not really. It seems pretty tightly sealed.
There was.
You know that wooden doors, especially underground and stuff like that, they tend to swell. And so they fill the space. So it's probably stuck.
If there was a potion, I would drink my potion and slip through the crack. Because I have a gas potion.
Right. But you don't... I mean, there is a lock hole.
I could use that.
Bear in mind, that's a pretty
good But step. I checked the rock first.
Okay, so you put the key in and see whether it will open the lock.
Open, please.
Where did you get this key?
Found it in the thing under my bed.
It does not open the lock.
Ugh. Don't open.
So he is still perched with two toes, both of his feet on the little ledge, holding onto the rope. He tries the lock. Oh, this key doesn't work. Put the key back away.
I would like to try with my three different lock picks that I have.
Okay. I'm on the rope. I would have to move.
Just climb down.
Yeah, you can climb down to the floor. Only another 6 feet or so.
So I can move now. And Rosie can come down without happening in case there's danger.
I assume you still have your light down there lighting so they can see you a little better.
I could reach, because I have a knife like right here, I could reach and try to use that to unlock it.
Yeah, a knife will not unlock a door.
Okay.
Not.
Okay, I'm going to do something. Hopefully I don't. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I was going to like grab onto the thing and shove the.
Yeah, if you slam the door, it's going to make a loud noise. Okay. Selena has volunteered that she does have some lockpicks that she can try. If you want to go down or come back up.
Probably the next best chance.
I mean, I could use a lockpick. Worst case scenario, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to body slam the door.
You're going to make a really loud noise.
Okay, there's nobody else here.
I'm not being a walkie
for that. You're hearing noises, so unless you're hearing them from outside, there are noises, which means if you can hear their noise, they can hear your noise.
Caleb, okay. No.
Roll a d6.
Okay, d6. Oh, d6. That's not d6. One.
Okay. Annoying. And what is your current strength?
Current strength?
You are so annoying.
Yes, I am. Strength 15.
If somebody comes after us, you're fighting them off. I'm kidding.
You would not do that.
Not saying it in character. Don't say it. It's a role playing game.
You would not do that.
Okay.
I would not. You do it,
Rosie. Great.
You are fine.
Yeah. Okay. So it does not give. And for future reference, just so you know, as long as it is a solid door with a 15 strength, you do not actually have the ability to bust open a locked door. So you can bust open a stuck door, but if it's locked, which this one appears to be, you wouldn't be strong enough.
I'm coming down as my lockpicks.
Chances are really minimal. Okay.
Who out of us three has the most capability of doing this?
Of lockpicking?
Yeah.
Probably Selena, I would assume. She has the highest dex.
With one rope.
No, she doesn't.
With one hand.
Yeah, 16. Yeah.
My D is 16.
Yeah, she has 16 dex, and so does... Nope, hers is 15. So she has the highest dex, so she's most likely capable of doing it.
I climbed down the rope.
Okay.
All right, you're good.
All right, so are you going to put light down there by him then? Okay. So one of the lights follows you down, and you have one light by her, and one light by you. Perfect. Okay. So there's a little bit of... It's like blue candlelight, basically, in all three areas. Now, I'll describe what you see at the bottom in a moment. You start climbing down the rope. You're going to perch on the ledge, try to pick the lock, roll a d20.
Ooh, another door. I'm opening it.
This.
Yes.
Seven.
Okay. Low-ish. Okay. So you're fiddling with it, and you kind of feel like you really don't have any skill in picking locks. But you see there's the three picks, right? And you feel like the mechanism has to rotate inside. You put the key in and you turn it. And then you're picturing in your mind what a skeleton key looks like. And it's usually got a number of prongs on the bottom. And so you kind of feel around in there and you feel like you feel one prong that's closer to you and one that's further away. And so you take two picks and you put them on both of there. And then you use the third pick to kind of brace them to make it strong. And you just rotate it and you feel like it's moving. And you're going up around. And you're about halfway and it's starting to get kind of tense, like it might slip. Meanwhile, you're at the bottom of the pit. Okay, you've arrived at the bottom, you get off the rope, you look around, you see, and you're on infravision, so you can see pretty far, 60 feet in every direction, okay? And you see back the way you came, so like if you, the hallway from the room, right? So back that way, the room goes 20 feet to a solid wall, and because of the light from what she has, you can see that there's some kind of big painting or mural or something on that wall, but the light's by you, and it's 20 feet away, so you can't really make out much. You just see, like, vague, shadowy
shapes. I can't tell her to make, move it that way.
Well, she wouldn't be able to see it. She has to be able to see it. So, but if she comes down, then you would have the light to be able to see what the picture is. And it won't show up on InfraVision because
Someone send Rosie down.
Okay, anyway, that's only one direction. All right, so then both sides, it only goes about 10 feet out from where you are, and there's a wall that goes down, and there's a door on both sides. So you're standing at an intersection between two doors, and then 20 feet goes to that wall. Looking to the direction ahead, the room goes about 40 feet, and then narrows, both walls narrow to a hallway, okay? And you can't see down the hallway because it's too far away.
Two doors!
The room is empty, except in the where the room goes like this and then narrows over there on the right in that corner that's created where it starts and narrows is a bunch of rubble, stone and wood.
There's two doors?
Yes, he says two doors. He also said something about Rosie coming down. Okay?
You need Rosie.
Meanwhile,
you're something.
Stressing it. It's like, it's hard, but it's moving, it's still moving, it hasn't slipped, it's still moving, and then you hear it go, and it snaps into the bottom position, and you're pretty sure you unlocked it.
I got it, guys.
You say,
shush.
No, you shush.
That's all I say.
Okay, you're shushing each other.
I heard the,
you
I saw
guys
the rubble,
just
like,
stop
shush.
Fighting, I just got it, it's a good time.
I'm just up here watching y'all.
Shit, she's just done. Oh, okay, my guys.
D20.
Curious.
I'm gonna have to have a set of dice for you.
Why? I haven't actually said she can have.
She can use mine. I have golden ones too.
We'll give her one of her own, or if we have one extra, we can give it to her. But
yeah, you can use these for real gaming. They're golden. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wait. Oh, maybe not.
She has but some for now.
Okay, we're good for now then. Roll a d20. Mm-hmm. Well, that one's open, that's why.
Oh, one.
It's a two.
That's good. Okay. So as you're standing up there and you guys are kind of bickering a little bit about
being quiet
or whatever, you hear what sounds like footfalls, like steps on a wooden floor.
I'm scared.
As you're standing at the top of the shaft, right, there's the open spot here. Behind you is the direction back to your rooms. And from the circle, there's a hallway that goes to the left, and it sounds like it's that way. And you hear, like, a little bit. This is going to be too loud, I think, for what our purpose is.
I'm scared.
Does it sound like stone grating noise? And then as soon as it's over, which apparently is going to be a long time, you hear footsteps. And it does not sound very far away. As you look down that hallway, you can only see as far as your infravision goes. So the hallway starts at about 15 feet. So you can see about 45 feet down the hall. And you don't see anybody. But the grating noise sounds like it come from a little further down the hall. And you see footsteps. Or you heard footsteps. Like as if there's something coming this way. So you are up here by yourself.
Can we hear it?
Neither one of you are aware of it.
Oh, crap.
So what do you want to do?
Guys, calm down.
I hear footsteps.
Okay.
You what?
Get down here.
You hear like, and a torch flares to light. just, it's probably about 60 feet down the hall.
It better be a god or something, so we don't die.
You see a dark silhouette in the torchlight, but you can't make it out.
Get
on improvision, basically all you can really see is the torchlight and a silhouette of a single person.
I'm going to wait until the sign off and go.
Just get down here. There's two doors down here.
So you move over to where she's at by the rope, and you're like, there's that wall. Remember, the wall's 3 feet high? So if you duck down behind the wall, they won't be able to see you unless they come close. And you have to get your light down, too.
So you can get a good vision of it.
Okay. Are you attempting to turn the knob on the door?
Yes.
Okay. So it is a brass knob. It is a little dented, like there's some wear and tear on it. And it feels a little rough, like it might be corrosion. And the blue light of the floating orb that she summoned makes it look kind of black. The door, the handle looks kind of black. Okay. You turn the knob, and the knob turns, and it feels as if the door is free, but it's definitely sticking. It's swollen shut.
Do you want me to try it?
Okay.
No.
So you want to try to push it open? You do have a 12 strength. It is possible you can push it open if you'd like to try.
I see a black silhouette.
It does open away from
you. Climb down the rope a little bit.
Are you going to try to open it? Focus, please. We're running out of time.
Yes.
Okay, roll a d6. We want a low number.
1.
That's a good number.
It's a good number.
Yep. Okay, so you basically, it had opened maybe a couple of inches, and so you just basically keep the knob turned, and you've got your toes on the ledge, and you're holding onto the rope, and you just kind of lean in and push on the door, and push it a little more and a little more and a little more, and eventually it's open about 2.5 feet, enough to squeeze through. You see a dark space beyond. On information, you do not see any heat signatures. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Okay.
That's good.
So you see that she has gotten the door open and she is trying to move into it. You see that as well. You do not see anyone coming from down here. This looks like it's a big kind of house-shaped space, basically, with the rubble there. And right, the two more doors.
I'm back up the rope.
Okay. Rope is
here?
All the way down or down to where she is?
No, she is.
Okay. And all three of you theoretically could be on the rope at the same time, but you don't weigh that much, and it's a strong rope, so.
Yeah, you have to get on top of where he's going.
Okay, anyway, so you're on the ledge now. So are you going to squeeze into the room, or are you going to wait for them to come down first?
Wait for them.
Okay, you can push the door some more and try to get it open all the way if you want. It's grinding pretty badly on the floor, and it is going to make a noise.
I want to wait for them.
Okay.
Because it might be close enough there.
So you'll get down faster than you'll get up, because down is always faster than up. Right? So she's arriving at the ledge with you. Now, if you don't go in, it's going to get really crowded, because you've got just this little triangle.
I'm not going in.
Okay.
I'm waiting until we know who the person is.
Go in.
Well, you're not going to know who the person is because they're on the top.
Or
unless they come and look in the...
Go in.
Yeah, but unless they come and look down in the shaft, you're now all down in the shaft.
Rosie, we're going in.
All right, two of the lights are here and one is down with Dan.
Go in.
All right, so who's going in first?
Me.
All right, so Selena squeezes through, you go after, and just as Rosie is going through the space, you're arriving. So you're right behind them, basically.
I'll slip in.
Okay. So you enter Selena first into a short hallway that's only as big as the door, wide, and goes about 4 feet. And then it's opening up into a chamber, and already on InfraVision you can see that there's some furniture and like that in the chamber. And you have to move out of the way so she can get in, and then you're in. You're both in the little hallway. Are you going as far as stepping into the room, or just going to the edge of the hallway? It's about 4 feet.
Again, to enter the room.
Okay, so she steps out of the hallway into the room.
Not super fast.
You can see that there's... Sure. You can see that there's like a step down, like three steps down, as if this whole section where this door is like a dais, basically a raised stage, and you're stepping down. But here you can see that there's a large, what looks to be like a bed or a bed-like structure, and it has a canopy on it. It has columns that come up on the corners and a roof to the bed. Then there's some furniture to the right of that might be like a writing desk, like an end table, and like that. And then there's some curtains. What? Who wrote it? We don't know. Oh, on the desk you're talking about? If there's something there, you can go look. Okay, anyway, so you hear him coming behind you, and so that right now she's just into the room on the top of the ledge, you're in the hallway, and you're coming through the door. Okay? At which point I need both of you to roll a
d20.
Yeah.
Roll a
d20. That's fine.
Wait there. 12. 10, 11.
Okay. 12. So 12. You guys are standing there on improvision, right? Seeing the room, and she does have the light, so if there's anything near you, you'd be able to see it. You had to bring the one up that was by him before you came in here, otherwise you would have lost it. It has to stay where you can see it at all times. So as soon as you came in the hallway, you had to bring it in with you. So you have all three lights. And for that matter, you can have them kind of spread out into the room a little bit if you want. All right, so as the lights are spreading out of the room, what you see is across the room next to the bed where those curtains are, you see a heat signature that is as big as you. And it comes out from behind the curtains, and it's roundish and like mounded. It's not anything that you recognize. It clearly
goblin.
No, it's not. It's not like a humanoid. It more looks like a mound of garbage or something.
Can it move?
Yeah, it moved out from behind the curtains. What? Okay. At which point, I'll have you guys roll for surprise, but we're not actually going to fight the fight yet because we don't have time to. So roll a d6, both of you.
Man, it's not a fight.
What's it gonna be though? It's a mound of garbage.
Roll for surprise. Not surprised. Roll for surprise. Not surprised.
Okay, so
neither of you are surprised. You won't have to roll.
Well, as soon as I get in, I do.
Okay. It'll take some work because it's stuck.
I'm attempting to.
Okay. All right. So we'll have to stop here, but when we pick up, you're in an old bedroom that's obviously deserted. You see like cobwebs and that kind of thing.
It's a giant spider.
And then you see a large, it's about 2.5 to 3 foot tall. It's kind of rounded on the top, and it is definitely warmer. It is a living being of some kind.
Does it have multiple legs?
Not that you can tell.
Aww, it's a giant spider.
Okay.
And
we will be back with Palace Pages, the next episode, in 2 weeks.
Please, what could that be?
Before we can't
be fighting a giant trash bag.
Would that be funny? Yes. Would it be weird?
Definitely.
Yes. Someone's magic.
Signing off. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.